With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The president's tariff wars are starting to pay dividends, and he says he'll divert some of that money to U.S. farmers.
The president's tariff policies have financially hurt some American farmers, and he plans to give them help.
We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, we're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in, the tariffs kick into their benefit.
During his first term, U.S. farmers also endured a drop in demand, and the Trump administration helped to rescue them financially. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, the president calling on Russia to end its war against Ukraine.
I'm not going to ever call anybody a paper tiger, but Russia spent millions and millions of dollars in bombs, missiles, ammunition, and lives, their lives, and they've gained virtually no land. I think it's time to stop. I really do.
And at the start of an Oval Office meeting with a visiting Turkish president yesterday, Mr. Trump urged Turkey to stop buying Russian oil while the war is ongoing. Defense ministers from several Eastern European countries, meanwhile, are holding talks to bolster drone defenses after recent airspace violations.
Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland have all been working on the drone wall project. EU Commission spokesman Thomas Renier says the list of countries participating has been expanded.
I mentioned the seven frontline member states to that list. We have added Slovakia. We have added Ukraine, that was, of course, fully associated, giving their experience, and, of course, Denmark.
Jets scrambled on September 10 to shoot down a number of Russian drones that breached Polish airspace was one example, while airports in Denmark were temporarily closed this week after drones were flown nearby. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Looks like it's going to be a strong start on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures pointing up by 190 points, NASDAQ futures up 48. This is SRN News. Beliefs about the Holy Trinity remain varied in this country among various Christians. Here is the results of a new poll from Michael Harrington.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that 71% of adults believe that there is, quote, one true God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. However, the survey also finds that 49% of Americans think that Jesus was a great teacher, but he was not God. And 57% say the Holy Spirit is a force, but not a personal being. Lifeway says these numbers are about the same as 5 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo has disappointed millions of Catholics around the world by announcing he does not foresee any changes in the Vatican's controversial 2018 agreement with China that allows the Communist Party there to select bishops. The Vatican under Pope Francis claimed that deal would help unite China's estimated 12 million Catholics. This is SRN News. North Korea's nuclear facilities are making headlines once again.
A top South Korean official has said on Thursday that North Korea is operating a total of four uranium enrichment facilities. The discovery adds to outside assessments that it has multiple covert atomic plants along the widely known site near the capital of Pyongyang. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for a rapid expansion of his country's nuclear weapons program. The South's unification minister, Chung Dong-young, said uranium enrichment centrifuges at the four facilities are running every day and stress the urgency to stop the North's nuclear program. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump has signed an executive order that will allow TikTok to keep operating inside the United States, but only by shifting the China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors. And Vice President Vance said that there was some resistance from China, but that Americans can use TikTok with confidence that their data will be secure. More details at